Number 10. Just after the last war, people were very willing to give money to help those who had suffered from it. But not everyone who collected money was honest. The newspapers were full of stories of people who had been cheated by men who went from house to house saying that they were collecting for soldiers who had been seriously wounded in the war, or for people who had lost their homes, or for some other noble cause, while all the time they were putting the money they collected into their own pockets instead of using it for the purposes they claimed to be collecting it for. One day, Mr. Smith came back with another story of this kind. He told his wife that a group of people had collected thousands of dollars for the widow of the unknown soldier. Then someone had written to the papers about it, and they had written articles to warn other people. Mr. Smith said that he and his friends at the office had had a good laugh about the story when they had read it in the newspaper. Can you imagine anyone being so stupid as to believe that story and give money for the widow of the unknown soldier? He asked his wife. She looked puzzled at first, but then her face brightened. "Oh, yes, I see now," she answered. "Of course, the government pays the widow of the unknown soldier."
One. Why were people very willing to give money just after the last war? Two. Were all the people who collected money honest? Three. What kind of stories often appeared in the newspapers? Four. Was the money that had been collected properly used? Five. What did Mr. Smith tell his wife one day? Six. Why did someone write to the papers about the money for the widow of the unknown soldier? Seven. Who had laughed about the story in the newspaper? Eight. What did Mr. Smith ask his wife then? Nine. What did she look like when he asked her? Ten. What was her answer?